No. Here's a tribute to all the men and women who have worked with their hands. We banter back and forth the price for laying brick. You people only pay the rich, those who already have money. I have a whole yard of bricks collected over 30 years working as a damn mason. Offer you a good price, load them on the truck, bring sand and gravel, do the work almost for nothing, and you ain't going to pay me half what Hunter charges. He was right. I relented, paid him 70 cents a block. Next day he brought him, tow and cement mixer behind his old truck. He rounded the weeping willow trunk with block left over from apartments he'd worked on 6 years ago. Then poured cement and trialed it smooth. After he was done, he asked, "Can I have that roll of back wire?" He lives by scraps. Built 3 houses for his daughters with construction site scraps. In English, his name is Perfect Flower. Brawny man with bull shoulders who 40 years ago came from Tarahumara, Mexico. Tired of the mines, the somnolent spirit of Mexicans. I was the first one to say I wouldn't ride the bus. It was falling apart. I refused, and the rest followed. And soon a new boss was brought up the mountain. I gave him our old Falcon for pouring cement in the guest cottage and a jar of blessed black-purple Acoma corn kernels for helping me uproot a tree. Gave him 7 rabbits and a box of chickens for helping me cut adobe arches. We curse and laugh as we work. He proudly hefts a wheelbarrow brimmed with cement. "Ha! 62, cabrón! And you? Nah, you'd break your damn back." He ribs, proud of his strength. He has nothing that glows his face so much as stories of working years. Feats of courage in the mines when he was called upon to defuse dynamite that didn't explode. Short, stocky, gray-haired man always in his yard scattering chicken seed, nailing, sawing. Always dressed in jean overalls, chews a ground weed, carries a stub pencil and a grimy wad of paper for figuring. Always turns to me when I drive or walk into his yard with a roguish grin. His love of telling stories competes with mine. He growls with laughter at the blisters on my hands, spreads his palms up like a gallery owner who strips black cloth off a prized Van Gogh painting and says, "Look, you could sharpen a file on these hands," he grins proudly.